Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, I'll be exploring the theme of color in the Great American Songbook. Whether you are red with passion, green with envy, or feeling kind of blue, colors have a way of highlighting a phrase or providing different shades of meaning. Naturally, the Great American Songbook is bursting with color, providing warmth, tone, and vibrancy to a musical phrase. And this hour, we'll travel across the entire spectrum of color in American popular song, from red sails in the sunset all the way to deep purple. It's My Coloring Book, Colors in Popular Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
For those who fancy coloring books, as certain people do, here's a new one for you. A most unusual coloring book, the kind you never see. Ready, very well, begin to color me. These are the eyes that watched him as he walked away. Color them gray. This is the heart that thought he would always be true. Thank you.
Barbra Streisand in 1962, performing the John Kander and Fred Ebb tune My Coloring Book. This was one of Streisand's very early commercial successes, and the tune was later performed by Aretha Franklin, Sarah Vaughan, and Julie London. It was also a breakout song for the songwriting duo of Kander and Ebb. Although Kander and Ebb had success on Broadway with Cabaret in Chicago, My Coloring Book was not from a musical. In fact, it was one of their first songs as collaborators. The song is clearly one big metaphor, but I especially love some of the finer details of Fred Ebb's lyrics, like the moment we learn that there was another woman, and the envious color green appears. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the coloring book of popular song, finding out how different colors paint the words of the Great American Songbook. To start our musical spectrum, let's take a look at the color red. Red is the color of passion, the color of courage, the color of courtly love. It's also the color of songs like My Love is Like a Red Red Rose, The Lady in Red, and Red Red Wine. So to kick things off, here are two red songs from the Great American Songbook, plus a rose-colored song for good measure, beginning with a Harry Woods tune that dates back to 1926. This is Carmen McRae with When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along on Afterglow.
When the red red robin comes bob bob bobbin' along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
Wings you must borrow make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and she goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me.
Everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy hue somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. Needn't guess, I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world, rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems of rosy hue somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. Needn't guess, I'll confess. Certain someone just said yes. In a bungalow all covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now.
Some Rose and Red from the Great American Songbook. Just now we heard Frank Sinatra and Count Basie with Looking at the World Through Rose-Colored Glasses, a song by Jimmy Steiger and Tommy Mail. Before that, Nat King Cole in 1951 with his revival of the 1935 Irish tune Red Sails in the Sunset. And starting that set, the Harry Wood song When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, sung by Carmen McRae in 1958. After red, we turn to orange. Now, they say nothing rhymes with orange. Perhaps that's why, of all the colors of the rainbow, orange shows up probably the least in the Great American Songbook. Some songwriters were up to the challenge, though, including Milton DeLug and Willie Stein in 1950 with their song Orange Colored Sky. The song first showed up on a late-night NBC show in 1950 and became one of the first songs to become a hit thanks to television exposure. A number of well-known singers recorded it that year, including Nat King Cole, Danny Kaye and Patty Andrews, and this next singer, Doris Day. Here is Doris Day with the Paige Kavanaugh Trio in 1950 with Orange Colored Sky on Afterglow.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yelled, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange-colored sky. I've been hit. I've been hit.
She was walking along, minding her business, when out of an orange-colored sky.
Flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. Ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it.
This is it.
IT it.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange color.
Purple stripe.
A pretty green polka dotted sky.
Flash, bam, alakazam, and goodbye.
Doris Day and the Paige Kavanaugh Trio in 1950 performing Orange Colored Sky, a song probably best known by Nat King Cole from that same year. Moving on from orange, we turn to yellow songs in the Great American Songbook. Now, yellow is a complicated color. It's the color of cowardice, but it's also bright and warm. Yellow can be a mystery, which is why it takes on a mysterious quality in this next song. Here's Mel Torme in 1960 from a Moonsong concept album, performing the Fred Ehlert and Edgar Leslie tune, The Moon Was Yellow, on Afterglow.
The stars were shining bright above, and it seemed to me to be a perfect night for love. The moon was yellow, and the night was young. A smile brought us together, and I was wondering whether we'd meet again someday. The moon was yellow, and a song was sung. That vocal inspiration gave me the inclination to give my heart away. Here we are, is our romance to continue? Will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love is mellow, and my hopes are strong. Around that Cupid fellow, behold, the moon is yellow, and the night is young. To continue, will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love is mellow and my hopes are strong. Around that Cupid fellow, behold, the moon is yellow. And when the moon is yellow, my love is really mellow. And the
I know the Yellow Dog District like a book. Indeed, I know the route that rider took. Every cross tie by your Bergen Bog. Away down where the Southern Cross the Dog. Every kitchen there is a cabaret. Down there the boll weevils work while the farmers play. There's a Yellow Dog Blues of the livelong day. Dear Sue, you're easy rider. Struck this burg today on a southbound rattler. Side door Pullman car. Seen him here, and he was on the horn. A easy rider, gotta stay away, so he had to vamp it. But the hike ain't far. He's gone where the Southern cross the Yellow Dog. Struck this burg today on a southbound rattler, side door Pullman car. He is gone where the Southern cross the Yellow Dog. he is gone where the southern cross the yellow dove. He is gone where the southern cross the yellow dove.
Nat King Cole from the 1958 album St. Louis Blues, performing the W.C. Handy song Yellow Dog Blues. Yellow Dog, by the way, was the nickname given to the Yazoo Delta Railway that ran through Mississippi, an important historical touchstone in the history of the Mississippi Delta Blues. Before that, the Fred Ehlert and Edgar Leslie tune The Moon Was Yellow, sung by Mel Torme in 1960 from his Moon Song concept album, Swinging on the Moon. And on from yellow, we turn now to the color green. Green is the color of envy, yes, but it's also the color of life, nature, and spring. And it's that definition of green that inspired the wide open spaces of the Rodgers and Hart tune Mountain Greenery from 1926. This song is classic Larry Hart, with clever rhymes like greenery, scenery, beanery, and keener reception. Take a listen. To kick off this keen green set, this is Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman's orchestra in 1956 and Mountain Greenery on Afterglow.
On the 1st of May, this is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job. Throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait. Must you wait? Just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery just two crazy people together. Oh, how we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. No, dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery home. In our mountain greenery where God paints the scenery. In our mountain greenery home. Thank you.
if the moon turns green and shadows get up and walk around, clouds come tumbling to the ground, I wouldn't be surprised. 'Cause didn't you fall in love with me? If the stars turn blue and willows that weep begin to sing, winter changes into spring, I wouldn't raise my eyes. 'Cause didn't you fall in love with me? I thought I was foolish to think of romance with someone so charming as you. Thought I was hoping without any chance, but every hope came true. If the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream, this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised. 'Cause anything can happen if you can fall in love with me. If the moon turns green and rivers begin to flow upstream, this is all a crazy dream, I wouldn't be surprised. 'Cause anything can happen if you can fall in love with me.
Street supply the setting for nights beyond forgetting, and through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on. Thank you.
three green songs from the Great American Songbook. Just now we heard Nancy Wilson and George Shearing with On Green Dolphin Street, a 1946 song from Bronislaw Caper and Ned Washington, written for the historical drama film Green Dolphin Street. Before that, Anita O'Day in 1961 with the Paul Coates and Bernie Hanigan tune, If the Moon Turns Green. That song is sort of the halfway point between the song we heard earlier, The Moon Was Yellow, and the famous Rodgers and Hart song, Blue Moon. And starting that set, that was Bing Crosby with Rodgers and Hart's Mountain Greenery. Coming up after a short break, we'll continue chasing rainbows as we explore more colors in the Great American Songbook. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to my coloring book, Colors in Popular Song, on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring colors in popular song this hour, and so far we've heard from the colors red, orange, yellow, and green, and now it's time to turn to that ever-so-ubiquitous color in American music history, blue. Blue is by far the most common color mentioned in the Great American Songbook. Given that so much of American music is rooted in the blues, it comes as perhaps no surprise. I've even devoted an entire show to songs about the color blue without ever playing a piece written in your standard 12-bar blues. That's how common blue is. I'm going to play now two blue songs that I did not feature in that blue episode, and just like I did with that entire blue episode, neither of these songs are 12-bar blues, but rather about the color blue itself. First up, here's Tony Bennett in 1951 with the original version of the Bernie Wayne and Lee Morris tune, Blue Velvet, on Afterglow.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, a love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone, was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still
can see blue velvet through my tears. Precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my
blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours, yes, under a blanket of blue. Let me be thrilled by all your charms, darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms, yes. Summer night is magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share, my dear, covered with heaven. Let's dream a dream, love or two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue, yes.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms, darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic, enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven above. Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the of sweet romance under a blanket of blue. Summer night's magic,
oh, yes,
enthralling me so.
Oh, yes.
The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven above.
Oh, yes.
Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance under a blanket of blue. Under a blanket of blue.
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, together in 1956, performing Under a Blanket of Blue, a song written by Jerry Livingston, Marty Symes, and Al J. Nyberg, back in 1933. Before that, we heard Tony Bennett in 1951 with Blue Velvet, the first version of that song. As we trip along the rainbow of colors, Roy G. Biv, after blue comes indigo. This lovely deep blue color is the most frequently overlooked color from the rainbow, but luckily it's been given some exposure in the classic song from the Great American Songbook, Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. Irving Mills' lyrics are beautifully written here. If indigo is a deep blue, then mood indigo is a deeper, more intense version of the blues. As the song states, you ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo. Here's a brilliant version of that song now from a concept album of all Torch songs. This is Frank Sinatra in 1955 from the album In the Wee Small Hours with Mood Indigo on Afterglow.
You ain't been blue. No. Feeling goes stealing down to my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long blues. Always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. Never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling that goes stealing down, way down to my shoes, while sit around and sigh. Go long blues.
Mm-hmm. Frank Sinatra in 1955 with a classic version of the Duke Ellington, Barney Bigard, and Irving Mills song Mood Indigo. Nelson Riddle was the arranger in that recording. We move on from indigo to our final hue of the rainbow, your violets and purples. Purple is the color of royalty, but to describe something as purple could also mean that it's flowery, complex, or ambiguous. In the Great American Songbook, the most famous purple song adds an extra layer of ambiguity because it's not just purple, it's deep purple. The song Deep Purple was originally a piano melody written by Peter DeRose in 1933. It was apparently Babe Ruth's favorite song. The song became so popular that lyricist Mitchell Parrish added words to it in 1939. It's hard to tell exactly what DeRose meant when he called his original melody Deep Purple, but Parrish uses the color to describe those last flickers of twilight, where the reality of the day blends into the dream world. Here is one of the very first vocal recordings of this piece back in 1939. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra featuring Helen Forrest with Deep Purple on Afterglow.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, through the mist of a memory you wander back to me, breathing my name with a in the still of the night. Once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here.
Helen Forrest with clarinetist Artie Shaw performing the standard Deep Purple in 1939. Well, we've traveled across the color spectrum all the way from red sails in the sunset to deep purple. Our once monotone musical world has been filled with greens and blues, yellow and indigo. And what better way to end this hour of colorful music than with a song that describes the feeling of awakening to a world of color? To close things off, here is Ella Fitzgerald in 1958 performing the Irving Berlin tune, I Used to Be Colorblind, on Afterglow.
Strange how a dreary world can suddenly change to a world as bright as the evening star. What a difference when your vision is clear and you see things as they really are. I used to be colorblind, but I met you, and now I find there's green in the grass, there's gold in the moon, there's blue in the skies. That semicircle that was always hanging about is not a storm cloud, it's a rainbow. You brought the colors out. Believe me, it's really true. Till I met you, I never knew a setting sun could paint such beautiful skies. I never knew there was such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes. I never knew there was such lovely colors. And the big surprise is the red in your cheeks, the gold in your hair, the blue in your eyes. I used to be colorblind.
Irving Berlin's 1938 song, I Used to Be Colorblind, performed there by Ella Fitzgerald in 1958. And thanks for tuning into this colorful edition of Afterglow, looking at colors in popular song. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.